Oh boy, I gave you a reach around.
It wasn't very good.
And that is the noise that he makes when I jerk him off from behind. I was trying to do it. That's what you get.
Yeah.
That song's on later.
I know that song.
And it's fucked it up.
It's okay.
But... That's what you get.
Yeah.
When you don't rehearse.
Turn into.
Hello, hello and welcome, everybody, to another fantabulous body by tabulous episode of How Sadness the Podcast. Rhyming tab with tab there.
Yeah.
Do it.
I like
great
it.
Great things. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only. The underwear taker.
It's me, Casey. More like zip zap. Stop doing improv, please. Stoddard.
Oh, zip zap.
Zop.
Oh, zip zap zop.
Yeah, that's an improv game, I guess.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but.
Zip zap zap.
Fucking zinged him, man.
Oh, man.
Good luck recovering from that. Second city.
Yeah, good luck.
Bitch.
Coming up with some bandages on the fly.
Yeah.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
No, that was pretty good. Well, yeah.
Pretty good for a random.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've clearly shown our
abilities to improv.
Prowess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Improv. Improwess.
Ooh, I like it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's mixing two words together. That's my main
prerogative. I don't know.
Yep.
I was going with
even that fat one.
There you go.
Oh, just when I can't think of something, just fall back to the soundboard.
I had to switch up my deodorants because they didn't have the scent I usually get.
I hate that.
And I just put on, like, I just did like a one swipe, and I feel like it's so fucking strong, and it's just fucking with me.
Oh, like smell?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like
I'm not used to it.
I feel like I'm just like fucking emanating it right now, and it's just fucking with my dick.
I don't smell it.
Yeah, really?
I don't think so. What is it?
It's Old Spice, but it's original instead of pure sport.
Ooh, the original is a spicy one. I will give you props, so that's picking pure sport is a lot smarter than picking one of their like signature
I like pure sport
flavors or I mean scents, but
because it smells like fucking baby
I can
powder,
smell it
man.
Now that you're now that you're chicken dancing.
I did one fucking pass and now I gotta wake up tomorrow morning and put this on. I'm just gonna be at work. Well, I don't sit by anybody at work anyways, but I'm just gonna be like, god fucking damn it,
just keep your arms
myself,
tight.
Yeah. Just walk time. Just like a fucking soldier from Nutcracker. Just,
walk like the lady from Seinfeld.
Babes in Toyland.
There you go.
What's the lady from Seinfeld?
There's like the whole thing where Elaine hates this one woman. She was on Mad TV, I think.
Mo Collins?
No.
Mrs.
Oh no,
Swan?
she was it's Molly Shannon.
Oh.
She was on SNL.
Yeah.
When she walks, she doesn't move her arms.
Oh.
Like there's a whole thing about it that they hate it. She hates that she doesn't move her arms when she walks.
Good one, Jerry.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry and Larry.
Yeah. Lair Jer.
Come on, guys.
Jerry Lair. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Just do that.
Yeah. Speaking of fucking idiots, man.
Wait, real quick. I just want to tell you a quick story. Do you remember the time that I painted the lumberjack shirt or the plaid red and black shirt on for that bit? I did that
at Grins, right?
Yeah, and do you remember the security guard James that worked there?
Yeah, James the Flames.
Yeah, he had the tattoos.
I couldn't remember
and stuff.
His name.
I think he's doing stand up now too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he did.
Ooh,
I think he's doing FPIGR.
He's probably intimidating people. I don't know.
Just warming his guns up.
He's gonna laugh or what?
I'll set you on fire.
Yeah.
He and I got along really well, and he didn't come up until afterwards, and he saw like everything, and I didn't realize I was walking funny, but I was trying not to get my shirt to smear any of the shit underneath, because I'm constantly sweating anyways, so the stuff dries, but I'm sweating on it, and I don't want it to run, so I'm like walking like this, and he comes up to me afterwards laughing, and he's like, oh, dude, I'm so glad you did that bit. Now I know you were walking funny because you were trying not to like get shit on your shirt, right? And I was like, yeah. What did you think? And he was like, I thought you'd been like going to the gym a lot or something. And I was just like popping my fucking shoulders out or something, just like
peacocking.
Yeah, exactly. Just peacocking like crazy.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
That's good.
Sorry, you were talking about idiots.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I was just trying to think of a way to segue into what we're going to talk about. Yeah, I got.
I know who it is. I got some. It's what you got to say.
Yeah, I got some barf stories from this weekend. Well,
like barf.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a quick one. On Thursday, went to Snake Shit Pound, and yeah, it's not a great bar, but I was just like, I don't know, I was in a shit ass mood on Thursday, and I was hungry, and I was like, the thing about, I don't know, there's not like a lot of like. Good food spots close to us.
Well, there are
yeah,
really
I'm, well,
good.
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, so but, it doesn't, I can't.
Well, no,
shit.
I mean, like, there's really good ones, but they're expensive
oh, yeah,
as fuck.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But like, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I just wanted like something quick, and I'm like, well, at least this bar has Schlitz, you know, like yeah. That beer. Get there, they don't, and the bar, like, if you go there during the week, the bartender's this older lady yeah. who calls you like darling and stuff. Oh, she's great.
She's cool
fucking
as
great.
Fuck.
Yeah, and so I go there. They don't have Schlitz, and I'm like, ah, whatever. And then just, you know, eating, whatever. And then, like, these people, I'm sitting at the bar, and these people next to me are, they're on a Tinder date.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking really awkward. Like, it's like, the girl has, like, a weird look on her face. Like, I don't know, like, the guy, like, I mean, I don't know if it was, like, he looked different, or, like, she just, like, or, I don't know. He was dressed very, he had, like one of those, like, Henley shirts. With like, it's like a long sleeve shirt, but like a couple buttons on the top.
I don't know.
He had one of those.
I don't
those.
Know anything about fashion.
Yeah, he had one of those, but then he had like a scarf on.
Huh.
And she looked like, just like, oh, like, fuck this guy. And
just based on what he looks
yeah,
like. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I couldn't really hear what they were saying.
Maybe it was a blind date then, because otherwise yeah. she would have seen what a douchebag he was,
I mean,
in his photos. Unless yeah. his shirt off was in every one.
Yeah.
His shirt
yeah.
was off in every photo. And then she's yeah. like, you wear fucking Henleys with a scarf?
Yeah, like a summer scarf.
Yeah,
it was like one of those, like
looking like the leader of the Scooby-Doo gang.
Yeah, like Fred.
Yeah, was he
or Ascot?
Ascot. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. It was like one of those, like it's like you see like people wear in like the Middle East, like if they're pilots.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. You know, I don't uh-huh. know. I saw that in a movie once.
I think that's I know what you're talking about.
Anyways, this guy looked like a fucking douche
Indian and, pilot.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird, but I'm going to leave, and I just hear him go, "Wait. You don't know who Jeff Foxworthy is?" And she was like, "No." And I almost turned around and be like, "Do not ruin her.
Don't
like,
do this.
Leave her yeah. alone, buddy. Yeah. Like, yeah. don't." Like,
she hasn't been tainted.
Yeah. Yeah. She's perfect.
Yeah.
Come with me. Like, yeah, I just love that. You don't know who Jeff Foxworthy is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell her the many ways she might know if she's a redneck.
Yeah.
Please.
Then he's like, "That's fun. Why I got the scarf on. Let yeah. me tell you." And he just,
he's got a Jeff Foxworthy tattoo yeah. on his neck. Exactly. She's like, "Why? Because it's red." And he's like, "No." Jeff Foxworthy tattoo, boy.
Yeah.
Just got his face on his throat.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, that's all I heard of the conversation. I was like, that's good enough. Like, her aunt, like, whatever happens next isn't going to top what I already heard. That was fun.
I like to imagine him bringing her back to his place and yeah. playing Jeff Foxworthy yeah. discography.
Yeah. Oh, Waker, we got the blue collar comer to her rides again. And she's like, "Can we just fuck?" And he's like, "No.
No.
Not till we."
You might be a redneck yeah. if you eat pussy deep fried. I don't know.
Yeah. With a bunch of mayo.
Yeah. Mayo would be. Sure. I was going to say barbecue sauce, but I wasn't sure. Deep fried. Well, mostly because I knew a lot of rednecks that would deep fry.
Hey, deep fries.
Fish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I hear you.
It was a bad pussy fish joke.
Oh, it's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Tartar sauce.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you did get a little treat while you were there, though. You you got a little of the
yeah, that song came on at that bar, and I was like, I've been there, and they played like fastball and like mm-hmm. some shit, so they got like a decent playlist going.
They got
yeah.
one of those cool jukeboxes where you yeah. can sign into it with your phone.
Yeah,
I love that shit.
It'd be like, it's not a bad bar. It's just little pricey,
yeah,
and like the food's not great, but
it's cool because it's usually fine. Just like dead,
yeah,
and it's cool to go in there when it's dead and the old lady's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's fun
because she's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I like their food too.
Yeah,
they got a good amount, and the happy hour is all right.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, it's all right.
They have they have a thing where it was like you could pick a beer and a whiskey.
Oh yeah.
And it was like $15, which isn't really cheap, but it yeah. was like a good beer and a mm-hmm. good whiskey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pretty good deal.
They do like whiskey flights too.
Oh, okay.
That's what that.
Well, they have a fucking like wall of it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I feel like last time we were there was a weird date. I think every time I've gone there, I've seen like a weird
yeah.
date.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And then the last time we were there, I saw this girl at the bar who ordered bone-in wings by herself. And I always just, I don't know. I think it's because I don't like eating bone-in wings when I'm in public.
Yeah.
Just because I like to go hard mm-hmm. when I eat bone-in wings, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's probably not a pretty sight.
I bring my own bone, if you know
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah. I put my own bone in yeah. these boneless wings.
Oh, yeah.
So I always applaud it. I'm always like, good for mm-hmm. you. And I saw yeah. her, and I'm like, good for you. You're fucking sitting at the bar,
yeah.
going hard
yeah.
on these bone-in wings. And then before she starts eating, this other guy comes in, I think was thinking that he was just going to pick her up or something.
yeah.
So he comes in just in asshole mode already. And she's like, hey, I got us wings and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what? And then like is saying like a bunch of shit I can't hear. And he's just like, blah, blah, blah. And she's just like, what? Wings? Like,
yeah.
Wings and drinks. Like she had another drink like waiting for him and stuff too. So
wow.
she like knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, and then like storms off back outside. And he looks like a business douchebag.
Yeah.
which is a shitty thing, a very vague thing to say. He just,
no, we get it.
Yeah. But
his shirt's still tucked in.
Yeah.
It's after 7
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
She's trying to dig into some wings and you're
yeah.
still tucked.
Yeah, you fucking
get
asshole.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So then he storms out and then she's just like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
It starts eating the wings, and I'm like, good for you even more. That's mm-hmm. fucking, that's yeah. female empowerment right there.
I hope,
girl power.
Yeah. I hope she just grabbed his drink and then just pounded it and was like, fucking bitch.
She didn't. He came back.
Oh, he came back?
Yeah, he came back all fucking bitchy and
God.
Coming back in like, oh, I guess we'll fucking stay at a fucking bar instead of fucking going to see Entourage 2, the movie,
yeah.
or whatever the fuck he wanted to do. And then we left.
What a chode ass.
Yeah. I wanted to trip him on his way.
There you go.
Way back in. Because we were like, I was passing him when we were leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking asshole.
That's funny.
I was like, I want that. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to
yeah.
get off work and be like, all right, yeah. hey.
I couldn't wait for you. Sorry, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, babe, meet me at the bar. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to be like 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
And instead of just sitting and like festering in that I'm late,
yeah.
she's like, fuck it, load up the wings, I got a drink waiting.
Yeah.
And then I show up and I'm like, boom.
Yeah,
like I'm not gonna be bit I
parked in a fucking handicap zone and now I in front of a fire hydrant, now I gotta find a different spot because we're staying.
Yeah,
instead of going to fucking some Vine Star's favorite joint. What are the good bars in LA? I don't know.
Watch your profanity.
Exactly.
Yeah
I don't know
them.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Well,
yeah,
we can move on.
It's fun to see dates. I think yeah. there was one time I was hanging out with Corbin Recky when I first moved out
mm-hmm.
here. He and I were hanging out quite a bit. And where did we go? Oh, we were going to Sal's to do the Sal's Comedy Hole or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, across
Jesus.
From yeah, yeah.
You mean Ron Jeremy's favorite restaurant?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently.
We were going to do that, and we went and we did it,
mm-hmm.
and there was like four people there. Oh,
yeah.
That fucking Heidi Vinestar was there. That
Which
Heidi
one?
Heaslet or whatever, that redhead. Redhead Heidi or whatever. She was there. Lori and I always used to text each other because he would see
her
post. She's like...
Heidi...
I know
there's
like
a redhead named
like
Perry.
She was like friends
Murr
with that Brittany girl that got.
Oh, Brittany.
The
one dating Tommy Lee.
Is she dating Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
Ooh, gross.
Speaking of Vine Stars, I did see Logan Paul or Jake Paul today.
One of the Pauls.
Yeah.
A palsy.
Yeah.
It was a palsing.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Appalling. But so she's awful also, by the way. Terrible stand up comic.
Heidi.
Heidi Heaslet or some shit. But, she, I don't know, her thing on Vine was like the redhead Heidi or something.
Oh yeah, I don't know who this
she
is.
She just
though.
Sat with like two of her friends and just had the worst like laugh, and she laughed after every punchline, and even at ones that it was a setup to the next set to the punchline.
Yeah,
she'd be like,
Jesus.
And then so then we leave. Just me talking shit. So then we leave, and we end up bumping into this girl across the street from it might have been Snake Pit Lounge. Because I was new here, and so I didn't know this area very well.
Yeah.
We were across from something. It might have been, what's that fucking British place? Not the one we like.
Oh, it's, goddamn, it's like, fuck, I hate that place. We went there with Matt.
Yeah, we went there once.
It's like, fucking, what is it called? God damn it.
I can't remember.
I always walk by this place.
We were
like,
across,
fuck you,
we were across from a place, though, and this girl started up conversation with us, and so we're talking to her, and she's like, so I just finished.
Village Idiot,
yeah.
Sorry.
So we're standing across from the Village Idiot, and she's like, so I just finished a date. Guys, I got a question for you. So I just finished a date, and I need to seem busy right now. Can we talk for a little bit? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And she's like, so I'm pretty sure that the date I just finished has circled back around. I saw him go back into the bar, and now he's waiting for his next date. And I was like, Jesus Christ, oh, that's boy. Fucking bold as hell. Yeah,
same spot?
And she's like, yeah, she's like, do you guys want to just wait here and see? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, I definitely want to do. And then this fucking girl comes walking in and he stands up from his table.
Damn.
And she sits down and she's like, son of a bitch. He wasn't even very cute. She's like, I lowered my standards for him. He paid for his half and then said he'd cover the tip and that was it.
Yeah.
And then he fucking double dog shits me by having another date at the same place. Like,
that's some balls, man.
Especially like, because you got to kind of say something to the waiters then, right? Like, that'd be a weird thing to be like, just assume that, hope they don't say something.
Yeah,
back again so soon?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, I'm just here pretty often. And they're like, no, I mean like, oh, you're having the same thing again? You get the same meal twice?
Same shit, different girl?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
SSDG?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah. That's fucking, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
It was pretty silly. And then she like, she was like, oh, I should invite you guys to like a house party sometime or something. And we're like, all right, whatever. She never did.
What was her name?
I can't remember. I think I'm still friends with her on Facebook.
You bitch.
That was it.
Yeah.
It was D. Her name was D. You middle bitch. Name U. Yeah, D, you bitch. D, you bitch.
That's fucking, that's funny as shit, man.
Yeah, it was silly.
Cool.
Yeah. Speaking of not getting fucked.
Yeah.
I got
it's
a couple.
About that time.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me.
Wow.
I got muscles, Greg, would you fuck me? I'm still gonna say it, even if
I like
a
it.
New one.
I like it every single time. Yeah. I also like that his brother's name is Greg, isn't it?
Is it really?
I think so.
Well, he hasn't gotten back to me, so I guess not. I think it is.
Oh my god!
Where my pie?
All right, you want to start us off?
Yes, as always.
Yes, please.
This first lady, her name is Francesca Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a movie called MFA. And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I MF her A.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Good.
Couldn't finish that movie.
Yeah, that's the only way you should have gone with a reference to that movie.
Yep. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
Completely, yeah.
I want to kiss you all over and over and again.
Where's that one at? I got to remember that. Okay.
Dun,
this one,
dun, dun.
This first one here is Natalia Foxy.
Oh, who is that?
Suicide Girl.
I think I know her.
Yeah, Natalia Foxy. I don't have a picture.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, Natalia Foxy. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she's got to be all mine. Ooh, Foxy Lady.
Oh, I like that.
I don't know that song well enough, but as soon as I started, I was like, this is not even...
The hesitation got
closer.
Me because you're like,
I like listened to it earlier today and was like,
boom, 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 boom.
Isn't yeah, that song? There is like a
Foxy.
Yeah, it's like, Lady. Oh, what is it? It's like,
I don't know. They all kind of sound
so
the same.
Stupid. Jimi Hendrix.
I like
whatever.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Good drummer, Mitch Mitchell.
But Natalia Foxy, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick was a Republican and it gave her the Fox spews.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
So that one's a little better.
I like that.
She's got to be all mine. Ooh.
I thought you were going to go Barracuda, and I was like, what?
It's kind of close.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know that song very well at all.
Oh, it was fine. I liked it. Oh, I forgot.
Not even if I ate her pussy while it was on fire.
Firefox.
Well, that too. I was but just because Hendrix played his guitar.
Oh, that's
on
true.
Fire
yeah,
teeth.
He did.
A lot of teeth, though. That'd be rough for a girl.
Yeah. I heard they like it.
Teeth?
Fuck you, dickhead.
Yeah, that seriously, guys. Take a big old chomp of that clit next time you're down there.
It's true. I was going to write more for this one, but I forgot. So, anyways. Toni Morrison. Famed author. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I won the Nobel Feast Prize.
Ooh.
From feasting on that, you know what?
Punani.
Yeah. Johnny Punani.
Johnny Punani.
Oh,
I'm hurt.
New Disney Channel original coming out. They're going a different route now.
Fuck you, Dad. I'm gonna do whatever I want. I'm eating this pussy all the way downhill. Yeah. Mahalo. I'll eat this pussy in the snow or in the ocean.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Feast party for one, bruh.
Boy. Come hotter just
because. I still love that out of context. Come harder just because.
Yeah.
All right, last one here is there's this French girl from one of these Old Spice commercials.
Oh, I've
been seeing a lot of those. I can't remember what it was. Is it Hulu?
Yeah,
it plays them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She this French girl from an Old Spice commercial. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I honed her je ne sais quoi. All
right,
that's all. That's all.
I like it.
Je ne sais quoi stands for I don't know what.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You gave her that Pepe Le Spew?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Gave her the old faggot.
just a gay loaf of bread?
I don't know. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
I don't know. I'll tell you why.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got to eat it ass first. That loaf of bread.
All right. Yeah, I agree.
I didn't need to yell that.
It's okay.
That could actually probably be added to our things, our neighbors over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to eat it ass first. It's the stuffed crust pizza. I think you got that wrong, bud. You eat it backwards. Yeah, ass first. You shove it up your ass. All right. Now we're moving on to joke of the gay.
Yay.
We'll get Deggie to get us some drops for everything here.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a real...
it's going to be a better podcast.
Hootenanny.
Yeah.
Boink! Bad baby.
I kind of want to cut that so that we have one just of boink. Him going, go boink!
Yeah. All right. Am I starting it?
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to. Right. I can do I'll one start too. It. I'm pretty sure this one that I am going to do, I already did.
I don't know. Whatever.
I think I did it in January.
I'm gay and I hate myself. Here we go. I say things like, I wish I was dead. I wish I wasn't alive. I wish this would end, mostly because I'm sad, but also just in case any of my friends are genies.
Okay. I like that. Be a good way to find out, but then you couldn't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, I'll grant that wish.
Yeah. I don't know if I should... I know I got to put the emphasis on wish, but I don't know, like... Because when I first wrote it, I only had
one... Can you say it again?
I only said, I wish I was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But then I added two more, just to be like, so I could say wish three times, and then just in case any of my friends are genies.
Can you say it all just one more time? I was looking at my phone when you were saying it.
I say things like... that's my sage voice.
I say things like I'm gay.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
I say things like, I wish I was dead. I wish I wasn't alive. I wish this would end, mostly because I'm sad, but also just in case any of my friends are genies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
L7 genie.
Geener.
Yeah.
I had a thing that I wanted to do once where I was like, you can tell a lot about somebody by what they wish for when they blow a homeless man. No, blow an eyelash off their finger.
Oh, okay.
Because isn't that supposed to be like a wish thing?
Yeah.
But the beginning's already too quick. I think I just need to say, I don't know why, but every time I blow a eyelash off my finger, I wish I were dead.
Mm.
Something like that. But it's nothing really.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is.
There's something I could do with that.
Yeah.
It'd have to be a play on blow, mm-hmm. or I'd have to wish for something that wasn't that sad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wish I was. I don't know.
So maybe something like you get your birthdays. Every time I'd blow out my candles. I know that wishing is bullshit because every time I blew out my candles, I'd wish for no more birthdays.
Yeah.
It's dumb too.
Well, you know.
My ass.
I wish I had diabetes.
Yeah, I wish I could write better jokes.
Oh, you're loco, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have this quick thing that I just found that I wrote down because I thought it'd be funny to do after you, like, say a joke and you're like, So you like say a joke and people laugh or they don't. And you're like, oh God, I kill myself. Oh God, I should kill myself. Like, I don't know. That. It could be kind of funny. I'm pretty positive I did that fucking IBS joke on here already. So I don't know if I want to do it.
I'm sorry.
I'll say it.
You can look for another one. I got some other shit. Okay, ramble
say
something off.
Else. I didn't really even say anything.
I put my iPod on truffle shuffle and Adele came on.
There you go.
But I feel like I should not. I should use a fat artist who isn't a lady because you can't say anything bad about women.
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
So I just got to find a fat ass man.
Oh, this one's really dumb.
You got any more?
Yeah, found one? This one's really stupid, okay. And I hate it. I think I said this one, too. Cars get broken into on my street all the fucking time, which is such a shitty thing because they aren't even good thieves. Like, every single time an alarm goes off, you know how I know? Because I hear every single fucking one. I hate these degenerate thieves, and not because they're thieves, but because they're bad thieves. Like, take a fucking class or something instead of waking me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's really poorly written, even in that sense. It's an odd. The whole joke is supposed to be about how, like, I'm not mad at people who are stealing cars or stealing things from cars. I'm just mad at how bad they are at it. Like, get better at it so that you don't have to wake me up.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Wake me up before you go through my stuff
and take it. It's really bad.
It's okay. You know, I'm going to try a little harder.
Just kind of find one
that's
decent here. No, none of them are good. Wow, here's just a bunch of shit I could read. This is all gonna be terrible.
Let's hear it.
New York is dirty.
Yeah.
It's the only place I've ever witnessed a bird sneeze. The bird flu is what they that's so stupid. I had no idea that birds sneezed or could even sneeze. Pretty sure they don't have sinuses, but I'm an idiot. I don't know. I don't like any of this. I should read all of these before I speak them out loud. Yeah. I don't trust a place that is so dirty that birds can get sick. Birds carry disease, but I've never seen one sick enough to cough. That sneeze is... I already fucked it up.
Mm.
We named it bird flu because they caused it and carried it, not because it was birds with the flu. Maybe it was.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking ornithologist.
Yeah, I'm a hornithologist.
Hey, tell me about it.
I fucked words.
I fuck words.
I fuck birds. I fuck dog birds.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, my God.
yeah, I want to not talk anymore.
Okay. Move on to the next segment. Take a break.
God damn it. Yep. Yeah, that's all. Okay. Holy shit. This fucking terrible dragged out
bullshit. That was wrong. I'm so sorry.
This whole thing was wrong. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ.
Me too, man.
I have so many notes in here that say just kill yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I have none. I'm trying to find... this one's stupid, too. I think I already said this one, too. My friend recently passed. He was in fourth grade. Now he's in a ditch somewhere.
Nice.
Dead. Something,
but at least he's in fifth grade.
Yeah, he died of fifth grade.
He died of fifth grade.
All right, that's all right. I want to be done.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my God, I hated that.
I'm sorry because you're black.
Yes, it's because I'm black. Oh my God, I really hated that. I felt like I just brought that to a screeching halt.
Oh no.
All right, you guys, we're gonna leave you with we need to take a break so I can go throw up and give you 30 seconds of freecreditreport.com.
Yeah.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells freecreditreport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Yo, how you gotta do some really nasty shit to get this board promotion.
I never heard that. Yeah. I never heard that last part before. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, we are we're going to something I don't think we've been to in a while.
Yeah.
But we got some. We pulled out some note cards the other day and found some secrets on them. So we got some note card secrets for you. And if Deggy were to give us a drop, it might sound something. A little something like this.
Secrets.
Secrets. Like that. Yeah. That's a that would be a fun rapper that had to clear his throat like that. Yeah. You know the rappers that are like, I like that. I need to see Lorraine rapping.
Yeah. All right.
You want to start or go second?
I'm guess cool either mine way. Sucks, so just let's Mine's just get okay. out of the way. Mine's okay. terrible. It's right. stupid. I either shot a man in Reno just so I could come.
Ooh.
I rapped the song "Guilty Conscience" with a buddy for our fourth grade class.
Ooh, okay.
Or I run 69 parody accounts on Twitter.
Oh fuck.
I mean, you know how I come.
Yeah, I know. You usually don't shoot a man first before you come. Mm-hmm. You usually shoot a man by coming on him.
Oh yeah.
So that one's out. Pew, pew.
Draw.
I already came. Yeah. I wonder if that'd be a fun
challenge a girl to a duel, and then whoever comes first, she goes like right before you're about to come, you yell draw, and just whoever squirts or whatever.
I remember this and thing that. Clash. My friend Miles and Jordy would do to make me uncomfortable in theater class is they would have boner contests to see who could get a boner the quickest. Jesus. And so we would be sitting in the auditorium or whatever in the theater, and they'd be like, boner contest, go. And they'd always do it when they were on opposite sides of me, and they'd just start rubbing their dicks really hard.
That's even worse.
And they're like, Kuban, you got to figure out who the winner is. I'm like, I'm not touching your dicks. Like, shut up. And they're like, oh, don't be a fag, man. Come on. And I was like, get out of here. Like,
I thought they would just be like, boner, and then like not rub and just be like,
oh, no. No, they would just rub like crazy. Yeah.
Concentrating. Yeah. Boner contest.
We did a bunch of weird shit in that class, but that was always the one that was like, God damn it, guys. Come on.
I remember there was a rumor that one of the light guys, the guy who worked the spotlight during the plays, got like jerked off during one of the plays.
Oh, man.
Once, I don't know if it was true. But
don't come on the light. That'll make it explode.
I will suck your fucking dick.
Yeah.
I will let you fuck me.
No, just jerk me off up here. I got the lights to do. I need.
I gotta concentrate. I gotta concentrate.
Just make it sloppy for me too. Yeah. All right. Okay. And then I know you run several parody accounts, but I don't.
How many?
I don't think you've gotten a 69 yet.
Nope.
I
mean, yes.
Yeah. So that one's out.
Fine.
I knew it. I know you run like 14 of them that have the letters or the number 69 in them.
Yeah.
And then you run another 15 with the letters spelling out 69 in them.
It's true.
But,
yeah. They're all Chris Rock parody accounts. So,
Just Chris Rock 69.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to do an impression, but I can't. Yeah.
Oh, I hate to hear stuff like that.
Sorry, yeah, I Tim. Wish you could.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tim.
So I think you rapped Guilty Conscience in fourth grade?
Yeah, dude.
Was it fourth grade?
It was fourth grade for Mrs. Patterson's class. I
was in sixth grade when that came out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember, the more I think about this, I think, so initially I thought, like, I remember, like, this was around, like, the time D.A.R.E. was going on, and I remember, like, eventually we had to give a presentation about, like, a certain drug, but then I'm pretty sure me and my buddy Mitch were just like, hey, can we just rap this song because it talks about drugs for the class, and my teacher's like, sure. I think we asked her, like, four times, and she's finally just like,
yeah, whatever.
Just like, you fucking weirdos, do it. And so I remember we switched all the swear words to the word open.
And
How
did that work out?
His idea, not mine.
Open, that's two syllables. Not all swear. Most swear words don't have two syllables.
His idea.
Asshole.
Idea. Yeah, I know.
Shithead.
Fuck.
Fuck is
motherfucker.
One syllable. That's three.
Yeah.
That's four.
I know.
What, can I count?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. But yeah, so I just remember, I think we came back from recess, and I did Dr. Dre's part, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the song starts out with just him.
Yeah.
And then Mitch was like, I'm going to wait in the hallway. And when Eminem verse comes in, I'm going to walk in the classroom.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And just be like, fucking go off. And then we did it. And I just remember
looking. He actually walked in?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was going to fucking pull a fast one on
you. Oh, and just like
pull
the rug sits down and just like, world star.
Yeah, he's like, Casey, what are you doing? Open.
Yeah.
What
get
a dumb
open
idea.
Off the stage. Yeah. You opener.
Your butthole opener.
Yeah. So we did it and it went pretty well. And I just remember our teacher was like, well, that was creative. And yeah.
So it was like a cop too, right? Because it was for DARE?
No, I don't know. I legit think we just asked her if we could do it. And she was like, finally just like, fucking, will you guys shut up? Like, she was just like fed up. And then, yeah. So we just rapped that song and then we just became fucking G's.
I'm trying to think of some, everyone loved I'm trying us. To think of some lyrics from that.
It was
nowadays everybody want to talk like they got something to say if nothing comes out. Oh, that's fucking Guilty Conscience is so much worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy there's a part where he's like, shit.
I
was thinking forgot about Dre for some reason.
No, fuck yeah, there's some real bad shit in
God,
there.
God, there's some heavy shit in that song. I gotta look these lyrics up again.
I'm pretty sure there's one part where he talks about roofing a girl.
Yeah.
And then at the end.
Well, because I think there's two versions, too, because they did have a radio version, but then there was one that was so haggard.
I just remember the end where he's like, fuck that shit, he gave me the gun, I'll kill them both.
Oh my God.
Remember saying that?
You guys did the whole thing?
Yep. Just took out the swear
words. Wait,
who
did the like Meet Eddie parts and stuff?
The what?
The like Meet Eddie.
Oh, we didn't do 23
year old. So it was just
we didn't do the chorus either.
All right, stop. Now before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you? I'm your mother open conscience.
Wait, you said what?
I'm your mother open conscience.
Mother open conscience.
That's nonsense.
That actually works fucking open.
Yeah.
I'm your mother open conscience.
And then Mitch comes in. That's nonsense.
Bust through the door. Yeah. That's nonsense.
What a fucking asshole. He's like, dude, I want to come through the door.
Pow.
Yeah. I was like, okay, buddy.
Kern just smashes the door down. That's nonsense. Yes. Go in and gaffle the money and run to one of your aunt's cribs and borrow a damn dress and one of her blonde wigs. Not a lot of swearing in this, actually.
Not yet, but the end?
Okay, and here we go. Back to Mitch. Yeah. Open that. Do that open. Shoot that open. Can you afford to blow this open? Are you that rich? Why you give a open if she dies? Are you that open? Do you really think she gives a open if you have kids?
Imagine two fourth graders who know the words, who know every fucking word of the song,
and just the open thing is hilarious. That is so fucking funny.
We fucking destroyed it, and I just remember people were just like, are you guys okay? Like, what the fuck? I gotta find the part. God. Hold on, let me look.
Yo,
up.
This girl's only 15 years.
That's
the
part.
Old.
Yeah,
you shouldn't take advantage of her. That's not fair. Yo, look at her bush. Does it got hair?
Yeah.
And there's no swear words.
I'm
so
pretty sure
those
he said
actual
that.
Things.
Yeah. We didn't know what that meant.
Oh, this is bad too. Open this bitch right here on the spot, bear. Oh wait, open this open right here on the spot, bear. Oh boy, that is so. All right, calm down, relax, start breathing. Open that shit. You just caught this open cheating. While you at work, she's with some dude trying to get off. Open slit in her throat. Yeah. Cut this open's head off. The open thing is so funny to me. oh, my God.
What? She's tripped, fell, landed. No, that. Yeah. Wait. What if there's an explanation for this open? Wait. She tripped, fell, landed on his open. All right, Shady. Maybe he's right, Grady.
Yeah.
But think about the baby before you get all crazy. Okay. Thought about it. Stab her. Still want to stab her. Grab her by the throat. Get your daughter.
Dude, there's actually so much haggard shit in this song where they don't swear at all.
Yeah.
And you two fourth graders are busting through doors.
Yeah. Because
they're busting kids' ear doors open.
Uh-huh.
I think that this one is the hardest. Is the open that, do that open, shoot that open. Can you afford to blow this open? Are you that rich? Why you give a fuck if she... Oh, shit.
I know, man.
Why you give a open if she dies? I'm surprised you guys didn't fuck up.
No, well, we rehearsed it a couple times at lunch and shit.
I'm surprised you guys didn't open up that whole song, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. that last line. What am I saying? Shoot them both, Grady. Where's your gun at? Like, fucking
that's
come
so
on,
haggard.
Dude. Yeah. Been there, done that. Oh, fuck it. What am I saying? Yeah. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, we're fucking legends.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mrs. Patterson.
Mrs. Patterson's such a good name, too.
Yeah. Her husband taught sixth grade, had him. Then she went from fourth grade to seventh grade, had her again. Yep.
Miss Patterson, more like Miss Hatterson. Yeah. Yeah, I've had her. Yeah. I've had her and her son.
Oh, yeah.
I've had her and her son.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know.
Julie Patterson? More like Julie had her son. Had her, I fucked
Mad up. Hatterson?
Madderson. Had her
nothing.
Son.
Yeah.
I said it too many times.
It's okay. So, you know, dream big, kids. You know, don't.
I like it. I like
You don't need a PowerPoint when you can just fucking rap.
Once I had a video camera in high school, every presentation or like project I had, I was like, yo, can I just make a video? And they were like, fuck it. Just go for it.
And
I'd throw in like some facts. I remember like one video was so nonsensical and it was trash. I was real bad.
Yeah.
And I just had like pop up video facts that were a part of the project.
Oh, I like those.
And then
that's
the rest was just random weird shit like me reading the newspaper on a roof and then my cousin throwing up or something. I don't know. Some just weird shit. I don't remember all. I wish I had all the bad shit that I did, because it'd be really funny now.
I remember we had to make a commercial for like an exercise commercial in Spanish for a Spanish class.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these girls who got in trouble because they this was back with like those DV tapes. Is that what they are? Or whatever, those little mini tapes.
Oh, the and Sony ones?
Yeah.
Mini disc.
Yeah. So it was actual tape, not like, you know, like a SIM card or anything.
No. I don't think the mini discs had
DV8s?
They might have been mini discs. I used to steal those a bunch.
Yeah, we would have to steal them for our film class from Walmart. Yeah.
Oh, for film. God, I was thinking sound. Yeah, it was mini DV tapes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we had to use those, and there's these girls who we watched some of them in class, and then the teacher had to watch like the ones that we couldn't watch afterwards, and then graded them. And these girls made a tape, and they used a tape that they like already had used, and so they, so the fucking commercial goes, and it cuts to the tape, and it's of them like drinking.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and like of course. Yeah, so they got in big trouble.
Well, not big trouble, but they're gonna do that. So like film some shit. Yeah. Hey, we got the camera. Like, let's film it. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Drinking and
idiots.
Like shit like that. Yeah. So yeah, they got in trouble.
Dumb dumbs.
You're in trouble.
Both of you are in trouble.
Both.
Who's in trouble?
Radio.
Both of you.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get in trouble,
you got to get in line behind. What about five homos?
They're all in trouble.
Yeah.
This is a Catholic school. All right. They've been in trouble since they walked through the door.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Open that.
Yeah. Open.
I don't know. I don't know. That's so funny to me.
She would have just popped up. Well, this class is closed. From you two ever rapping again? I don't know.
Oh, this is bull open.
Yeah.
Can't believe I let this happen.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Man, could you believe I didn't have a lot of friends growing up?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Like
just Mitch. Just bust through the door, Mitch Thalen.
No, Mitch. Not that Mitch.
Oh, it wasn't Thalen?
The Mitch you met in
that lived in GR.
GR, yeah.
What's his last name?
Heathman.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch. Yeah. No, Mitch bust through the door.
Heathman. Bringing that Heath, yeah. Man. Yeah. Now Mitch Thalen was from the town over. We didn't meet until we were in the film class.
Okay. I like the idea of Mitch Heathman just psyching up beforehand while you're in there. Just going like,
I'm gonna fucking do so much fourth grade.
Yeah. wait, what's his busted line again? All right, stop. That's it. Right?
Is it? No, I think it's
shit,
like,
what was it?
I think it's fuck that. Honestly,
no, I think it's all right, stop.
Wait, hold on, because it starts with me. God damn it, it starts at the bottom.
But, yeah, it's all right, stop. Oh, that is you. That's nonsense is his busted line.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
That's nonsense.
Got one and have the money and run one of those house crabs and borrow Dan Brazel and one of our blonde wigs. Tell her you need a place to stay. You can stay for days or shave your legs with Renee's lace. Yeah, I remember that.
It's too good. It's too good.
Fire.
You fat bitch.
You fat fire. Mitch.
Yeah, you fat bitch.
PH fat.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so here's my no card secret is... one, I found a four-leaf clover and immediately got shit on by a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Two,
mm-hmm.
I fell off my grandma's roof and landed in fresh dog shit.
Ooh.
Two real unlucky things. Or three, I got a boner on several of my sister's friends when I visited her at college.
On?
On.
Like they were on your lap?
On is just all that I'm saying.
Oh.
For now.
I mean, if it was a four-queef clover, I'd be more. I'd believe that. More, I think that.
I just pick up a clover, more likely. And I'm like, this isn't even a four-leaf. And then it's like,
yeah. Ooh, look at those four leaves on that queefer. Big leaves on that queefer.
Whoa, big leaves on this queefer.
Oh, yeah.
We got to put that on this because it's only on the queef page.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The queefer one?
It's far away, though.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
all these racks are all fucked up.
Good, great, grand, wonderful.
It's okay. I mean, I saw you fall off a roof, but you just landed in some human shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Because how sadness, people just crapped on the lawn.
I've had better.
So let's hear about these boners.
Yeah. So it was my sister's freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm. Where'd she go to college?
U of M.
Really?
Real big dick around here. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Good for her.
Big heels to fill, I had. She big. Has. I think she has big feet, too. Large heels to fill, this graduating cunt. Yeah, she was at U of M, and she was just psyched to be there. She was like someone who was like just balls to the walls excited to be in college, but also was so homesick constantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She
loved the like freedom
of
college, but then there was so much shit that, you know, she missed about being home. Like,
yeah, what was that, like 2-3 hours away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, about two and a half, I think. And so I went to visit her once, and I don't remember how my parents felt about it. Because I'm sure they knew that we were just going to like drink.
How old were you?
Like that. I was a junior. Was I a junior or a senior?
That's not bad.
Yeah, I think I might have been a senior in high school.
That's not bad.
Maybe a junior. Whatever. One of the two. I can't remember. We're like, because she has a December birthday. I think she was born in 86, but it's in December, and I'm 88 in June.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like a year and a half apart.
Okay.
So I think we were in high school together for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sophomore.
Fucking sluts.
You know what? It might not have been 2 years. It might have just been one. I can't remember. Whatever. That's not important. I went to visit her, and she had a roommate named Electra, and I had a huge crush on
Carmen.
Her. Yeah, yeah. Her roommate was Carmen Electra. She was going back to school.
Her roommate was the movie Electra.
Yeah. She just had the movie Electra sitting on the bottom bunk. But they were in the dorms, and so it was just like small space, you know. You know what the dorms are like and everything. And she's like, "Come stay for the weekend, blah blah blah." There was like some Adult Swim thing happening there.
Oh, nice!
And I really liked Aqua Teen Hunger Force and a bunch of other Adult Swim stuff. She's like, "We'll go to that. We'll blah blah blah, and hang out and stuff." And there was some like weird dance thing, that we were gonna go to one of the nights. And so I go out there, and I think I'm still pretty new at like drinking. But
not new to boners, let me tell you.
Not at all new to boners at all. But I think I brought some like button up and shit or some dress up-y thing because it was like this dance thing. But we hang out, we have drinks, we're having fun, everything like that. We have a really good time. And then like at one point in the weekend, she has friends like throughout the dorm, and it's like all girls. It's like all girls. Ooh. And then she has a couple of like gay friends and then like two straight dudes that I see, and then like Electra's boyfriend might have been there at one point or something.
Mm, Dave Navarro.
Yeah, Dave Navarro was there, and he kept telling me to live Moss, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here, bud. Yeah.
Stink master.
And we hung out quite a bit, and we had fun. At one point, we went to the Vagina Monologues.
Oh, okay.
Which was interesting to go to. Awkward, I would actually say, to go to with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I don't think it's awkward. She doesn't think it's awkward, whatever. And then we're sitting in the middle of it, and I'm like, this is really awkward.
Yeah.
And I talked to her later, and she's like, yeah, I really wish we wouldn't have done that. And I was like, yeah, me too, actually.
I
appreciate that. But we went with one of her friends, and we were talking about it afterwards, and I was trying to speak like really, I don't know, like smart about it.
Eloquent?
And like eloquently about my opinions in this regard. And I didn't have a lot of experience. I think I had sex with like one girl before that, and I you know, I hadn't even gotten blown or anything.
Yeah.
Like none of, like nothing, like I don't even think I went down on her or anything.
I know where the and, Volvo is.
So yeah, exactly. I know where I parked the Volvo. Yeah. It's right between her legs.
That was dumb.
But so it was all newish terrain as well for me. But so afterwards we're like hanging out and talking, and her friend makes it really weird, and we're talking, and her friend just like looks at me and is like, Jacob, I'm sure you're gonna make a lot of vaginas really happy someday.
Wow.
My sister was like, wow, like,
yeah,
how about not say that in front of me while my brother's right here? And she's like, you just brought him to the fucking vagina monologues. And she's like, shut up.
Yeah,
just weird shit. Then we go to the Adult Swim thing. It's really funny and cool, and we just watch some episodes that aren't released yet, and they give us a bunch of swag and shit, and then I get to see my sister fall down some stairs.
Oh shit. Yeah.
It's really funny. She's like the clumsiest person. and then like maybe one of the last nights I'm there, we're all pre-gaming at the dorm and we're drinking, and then we walk to this place that the dance is at, and we go, and I'm not a big fan of dancing just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Yep. Makes me uncomfortable. I especially never liked it. I maybe went to like 3 or 4 dances through my middle school and high school career because I would get boners like immediately.
Oh yeah, when they grind on you?
Yeah, like yeah. Immediately, because I felt like girls knew too.
Grind on me.
So I do the like thing.
Relax
where
and take your time. Yeah, on me. Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry.
No, that's fine. That's they're taking. It didn't take much time.
Mm-hmm.
To get that. Get that boner up. But I would like try to do the ass back thing.
Oh, yeah.
The hold.
Yeah.
And stuff, and so I would just usually when I went I would just not dance at slow shit, and I would just get silly and dance weird.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fine. I don't get boners for that. I wish I did.
He's doing like, hey, everyone want to do a fucking limbo right here? Yeah. Limbo in my pants.
Yeah. I'm like
the Cacarina.
I'm like crip walking with a hard on. Brick walking.
Yeah.
Well, dick walking might have been better.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so we go to this dance, and I'm just sitting at the table just hanging out, and they're like, all her friends are like, come dance with us, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And so I go and like dance. And I have like a little crush on Elektra. And then like her other friends are attractive too. But I'm just like, okay. And then I'm out there dancing. And then there's like a slow song. And immediately I'm like, voot, I'm out. And someone grabbed me. I was like, voot. And so then we're dancing. And immediately I was like, I feel sick. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I feel really sick. And I just scooted off. But I did the like...
Yeah.
Like crooked walk.
Yeah.
I had fucking
the cock walk.
Yeah, like my spine was twisted.
Like, isn't that like Johnny Bravo would like stick his ass out because he had like real
kind of
legs?
Yeah, I don't know, like peacocking kind of.
Yeah, sure,
whatever. It probably looked like I had to take a shit.
Yeah,
which works for me saying I think I'm sick. Mm. And I would just sit down, and then every once in a while I think they knew, because then they would keep pulling me out, and then as soon as it was down, right, you'd bring me right back up again.
Not down for the count.
Every time. Yeah, so yeah, that was my dick. As soon as it was like, hey, time to dance. Yeah. And not really that great of a story. Really embarrassing though, and really wish my sister would have thought it through a little further.
But I'm just gonna invite my high school brother and have 4 hot college girls just grind on him. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He's got a good composure,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. We're gonna start the evening off with some pussy talk.
Yeah.
And then that'll cleanse the palate.
Yeah, we're starting the weekend off with some really intense pussy monologues.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go straight to a dance with a lot of bumping grind.
Yeah.
And it was really embarrassing for me. I had a lot of fun, but... Yeah, at one point I'm pretty sure I was like, I could tell that they were just doing it to be like, let's see how quick he runs off again.
Yeah.
I never made it through one whole slow song.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And it was like different ones picking me every time. It was like, your turn to feel his boner on your leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. That's great.
Ooh, boner alert.
Yeah. what are those foghorns or whatever they play in rap songs now?
Oh yeah, that's I don't know.
Just me like just right into My Heart Will Go On.
Ooh.
I need you, I miss you. I don't know how that song is.
I don't know.
Every time you touch me, my dick will go hard. Near, far, wherever you are. I'm rock fucking hard. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the seats. When nice. I wasn't in the seats, I was my dick was hard.
Yeah.
That was it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was, those seats were like an ice bath for me. I was like, gone.
You're a pervert.
I was. Yeah. That's that whole story.
Nice. Well.
So, yeah, it's just a fun experience for me in learning what it's like. It was just so much worse because, like, it's one thing when it's around friends or, like, a girl you like, and then you're like, oh, yeah, that's that. She felt my dick on her leg or something.
Yeah.
But it's, like, four or five of my sister's friends. Mm-hmm. And then I think Elektra at one point was like, do you want to dance? I was like, mm-mm. Like, nope. Like, I already seen how this gone. Like, I think you're cute. I think I have a little crush on you too. Yeah. Like, I'm not about to press my little crush on you. Yeah, like, yeah.
Like, you don't want to get, you don't want to take it to the next step.
No.
Then it's, I got to go home.
That's my first base is, dick on the leg while slow dancing.
I was talking about you blowing a load in your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I have to go.
I think I was wearing like really silly. I wore a lot of silly shit in high school.
Sweatpants.
I think I was wearing like bright yellow pants. Yeah.
Like a highlighter?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just trying to get all the attention to the fucking rock hard cock.
Yeah.
Is that a highlighter in your pants or are you just excited to be slow dancing with me?
What if she like
both
came up from behind and grabbed your dick and played it like the flute and like SpongeBob's nose like, at the end of the theme song? We're like,
I can't hear you. Aye, Captain. Right in your eye, Captain.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So fun times.
Boners are fun. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What I had a thing for a while at Grand Valley. I don't know if I was wearing like. I don't wear
certain
jeans.
Pants,
I don't,
the way they lay. Will...
Dude, I don't wear jeans anymore. Like, well, not that often, but I had these these pair of jeans that anytime I would like wear them and I was walking across campus, I'd get like a fucking boner. I'd have to like tuck it before I go on the Mackinac Bridge. It's fucking weird.
I used to wear a cutoff. I'd go to Goodwill and I'd buy cool looking like 80s business pants.
Yeah.
Slacks.
Okay.
And they just had weird design. Most of them look like odd rugs or something. You know? So they were heavy, and they all like had different. They all laid like different on you.
Yeah.
And I had this one pair that the fucking zipper was so thick. It not only it made me look like I had a big dick, but it was also it would rub on me so hard that I would get a hard on or a semi like every single time. So then I already have that much. I already have like 2.5 inches of like the actual fly itself.
Oh yeah,
hanging out,
yeah.
And then add on like some fucking smurthy girth to it, and I just was like, I couldn't wear those pants.
You see, people are just like, you see, okay, so we got a kid who rides a unicycle, we got a little person, and this guy who just got a huge fucking cock,
this fat
you
cock longboard
you
rider.
Can't like, miss it.
Yeah. And I would just ride my longboard. That was one thing that did help. Was like if I had a boner, I would just zip by people, and hopefully I didn't like knock into them as I went by or something. But oh man, yeah, there's certain pants. I don't think I have any now, but there's also been certain cars I've ridden in where I'm like, I don't like to ride in the front seat with this person because the way the seat made me sit, I guess my dick would bounce against my leg weird or something.
Okay,
I don't know. I've had that on several occasions. Honda, getting you off.
Honda, I don't know. Cord, George, I don't know. Boner.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla.
What are some other Hondas?
I don't know.
I can't think of any more.
I don't know Hondas at all.
Honda Fit.
Yeah.
Fitting. No. All right. All right, you guys. We're
that's all we got.
We're going to take a...
Yes, and.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break with Sicky 60 seconds of J.G. Wentworth.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
I am an annuity, but I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW.
They have thousands, they'll help you too.
One lump sum of cash they will pay to you.
Get long-term payments, but you need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
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 877 cash now.
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
You don't remember that?
Oh, no, I forgot that dude's voice is so silly.
I think there's one where it's like, he starts in the beginning, he's like, it's my money and I want it now.
I just like, they have like professional opera singers. Yeah. He goes, it's your money, get it when you when it's your turn to have it. And then they're like, do we, so
we're keeping that?
So we keep going after that too? Like, yeah.
Okay.
It's in my pocket, it's my cash, you can't have it. Don't hold a gun to my, don't do it. 877 cash. Cool. Good take.
Yeah.
What a good way of fucking smashing your number into somebody's head.
I agree.
You know?
Is it this way or this?
Oh, you're going the wrong way. There you go. You were going the right way.
I never know. You know why?
Tell me.
Suck my white ass ball.
Suck my white ass balls.
Speaking of sucking white ass and balls.
Oh, yeah. We got an old bit. But a new name,
oh,
I think.
Yeah.
I don't think we've said the new name yet. We had a bit that was called If You Had To.
Yeah, If You Had To, yeah.
But now we've renamed it to Fun To Your Head.
Yeah.
So it's like, Fun To Your Head, what would you do or what would you choose? That kind of thing. You guys get it. It's like Gun To Your Head, you know? Like, isn't that?
But with fun. The band Fun.
Yeah.
Has their dick to your head.
I either put this album of fun on these sound canceling headphones or
we are young. I don't know.
I'm not gonna talk too much shit. I like a couple of their songs.
Sure. I like the format. Gay. It's okay.
I will suck your dick.
I like how this whole row of MacGruber's is either him coming or saying he'll suck his dick.
There it is. Oh, there I know.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Yeah.
Where that one's at?
It's at the tippy top.
The old tippy top.
You could have the pussy, just save me that.
So which one are we doing first?
I don't know. Do you want to pick?
Which
one would be funnier? Let's start with okay, so we've got one here that's if you fun to your head. You had to die in Final Destination.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the way in which you die?
Yeah.
Like, there's always the crazy ways in which people die in those, where something happens and then that leads to this and so forth and so on. It's like a, what is it, Rube Goldberg machine?
Sure.
Is that what those are?
Yeah.
The things where it's like knocks. It's like the game Mousetrap.
Yeah, it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse when he's cooking toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Tim Burton machine.
Yeah, it's just some way ridiculous.
Is it Rube
bullshit.
Goldberg?
I think so. That sounds right.
Okay. This machine was a hamburger, cheeseburger, I bet you'd eat it. Wouldn't you, Rube?
Yeah.
You fucking Rube.
I got a stand up.
Rube Goldberg? Oh, no.
The guy who played Goldberg.
The guy who played Goldberg. Yeah, I've seen him on some posters.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's got to be good.
I got to see it. I want to see it. Ooh.
Ah, damn, one more. Psych.
Oh,
I'm good.
Psych.
And we're good.
You go. Did you want to start?
Mine's long.
Mine's
a page
long.
And a half.
That's fine.
Mine's
this long.
Oh, that is pretty long.
It's a littler screen. So
I'll start since I've started this whole episode.
Okay. So, guys, just a reminder, Fun To Your Head.
Yeah.
How would you die if you had to die in a Final Destination movie?
I think I'm interested to see
Shout out to
you
Devin Sawa.
Yeah. I treated mine like a journal entry.
Mm.
So.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah. I was writing it out. I was like halfway through and I was like, oh, there's probably a better way to do this.
Yeah, mine's probably a bit, I think I did it a little more visually, but then I also wrote some other shit in.
Yeah.
We'll see.
No, it's
like
cool
that,
to have
though.
Variety.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so this is my Final Destination.
Oh.
Do you not want me to say anything during? Just let you read it, or what do you think?
You can stop
like
me.
If we have questions.
Yeah, you can stop me if you have to.
Okay. If I have any questions, it's okay to ask them.
Yes. Let me prepare. I'm going to do what I do best. Read aloud.
I just got to open my ass real quick.
All right. Final Destination. After I survived a plane crash that killed over half of the students in my French class, I decided I was going to have a girls' night in. So I start running a bath. Throw in a bath bomb, crack a window. I don't want to get too hot and pass out. So I'm sitting at the edge of the bathtub waiting for the bath to fill. I've had a whole bottle of red wine and a baker's dozen of Xanax. And I realize, what's a bath without a bath bagel? So I run down to the kitchen and I grab the toaster, a bagel, cream cheese, and I notice all the butter knives are dirty.
Yeah.
I lost my spot because I looked at you.
Yeah, I lost in my eyes.
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, this is going to woo him. Yeah.
It's wooing me.
I realize all the butter knives are dirty. So I make do with what's around me and I grab my brother's machete. I'm back climbing up the stairs. I almost slip on the 69 banana peels I left draped on the staircase. But I didn't slip. I'm not going to die like I'm in the level of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I make it back to the tub. I plug in the toaster, and I balance it on the edge of the tub. I get my bagel going, and I unsheath the machete, and I start doing some badass shadow combat. And I accidentally slice the cream cheese container, and the cream cheese flies everywhere and lands all over my dick. Whoa. Great. Now old cheese dick's got to get in the tub. Now old cheese dick's got to get in the tub. I eye the handrail, and I know it's probably loose. Fuck that. I ain't slipping and going out like that bitch Mr. Bean. So I gracefully lower myself into the tub. I get some bubbles going, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And
cheese farts.
Yeah, cheese farts, man. Cheese farts and cheese dicks. I start to relax, and then ding, bagel's done. It shoots up, causing the toaster to teeter back and forth like a drunk failing a sobriety test.
Oh.
And I watch with anticipation, not knowing that this could be the final moments. I nervously scrub the cream cheese off my dick, just in case it is, because I don't want to die and have people thinking I fucked a bagel. So the toaster slows and finds its balance, and it settles on the edge of the tub. I breathe a sigh of relief, and I thank the big man up top, Devin Sawa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then an owl flies through the window and rips my fucking throat out.
Because you forgot to clean the cheese off your throat.
Yep.
God damn it. I
let knew that
it.
Window open. You got it. Me.
You got too busy cleaning the cheese off your dick.
Yeah. I was
old
so
cheese
worried.
Dick.
Yeah, old cheese dick, man.
You didn't want that to be your eulogy. Here we are to...
Wait. Was his dick covered in cheese, or could you like pull it? Was it a pull and peel? What's going on here? I have some questions.
Good. We'd like to honor. We're here today to honor Casey Cheese Dick Stoddard.
Cheese Dick.
Excuse me. Yeah. So, Mitch, what is it? Mitch Heathman is like breaks, busts through the door. Cheese Dick. Yeah.
Open
cheese
dick.
Open. Yeah. Yeah. Cheese open.
Yeah, that's what it was. Cheese open. Yeah.
And then Mitch Slayton is like, "Excuse me. Yeah. Does he just have cheese on his dick, or does what is his dick like?" Peelable like string cheese.
And everyone's like, shut up, Mitch Thalen.
And then Andrew's like, shut up, Mitches. I'll make you both my opens.
Yeah.
And
he's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
And then that's my next line in the eulogy.
Yep. And then
but instead of all that, it's just this poor sack of shit was just trying to enjoy a bagel in the tub.
Yeah.
No cheese on his cock whatsoever.
Mr. Owl comes in, gives me a one, a two, a three throat slip.
How many bites does it take to get to the gushing blood of this guy's throat?
Yeah, just three. Yeah, he fucked me.
What a fucking hooter that guy.
Hooters. Yeah.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Bathtub scene.
Mm-hmm.
That one's pretty fucked up where the dude almost like he like hangs himself.
Oh yeah.
That one's wild. I always eyeball those at certain, not a lot of hotels have those anymore, but the laundry cords.
Oh yeah,
that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Yeah,
yeah. I that would suck, man. Those like those really thin cords.
Yeah,
takes you long to yeah,
just gotcha. You gotta stop leaving your bathroom window open when you're taking a bath.
I'll bathe how I want to.
I'm
thank
sorry,
you
that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about those fucking owls, man.
Yeah,
how much I
those
love.
Jewish owls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to,
can I get a schmear? I don't know.
Jew. Why does that sound? I will say who, right?
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. Jew.
It worked. It worked.
Did you say Judas?
No.
You said those goddamn Judas.
No.
Bunch of Hooter Judas. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Nice.
But he's gay.
That's the end of the eulogy. As I get all the way through. But he's gay. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's gay. He's a faggot. I'm sorry. Scrub it.
Wow.
It's gone. It's gone now. All right. I wrote mine. It's kind of disjointed, but it's like, it's not well written because it's played out like you're seeing it, but then I'm also saying it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yours was like a death journal almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. That would have been easier. But mine spans different locations.
Okay.
So
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. We start at a Nathan's hot dog factory where a magnet salesman has placed a box of his most powerful and tiny magnets on the edge of a hot dog mixer as he gives his whole sales spiel on how every business needs to invest in these magnets. He gets real worked up, and during his sales presentation, he hits the box into the vat while he's talking with his hands. He's so excited. Magnets, he says out loud and yells, and he throws his hands in the air like a cocksman and knocks the box into the vat. And you see them just stirring into the hot dog slurry.
Yeah.
then you see him leaving defeated as he gets into his Honda Fit and
get the boner on the way.
Yeah, about to get a boner on his way. And as he's leaving, you see, a semi truck, a Nathan's hot dog semi truck, leave with a fresh batch of magnet hot dogs. And then you see that same semi from Nathan's hot dogs pull up to a carnival that I myself am currently walking into.
Nice.
During the day, I eat 33 hot dogs, and then decide to enter a hot dog eating contest where I then ingest another 48 hot dogs. But I don't even come close to winning, mind you, because there are several Japanese tourists that entered as well.
Yeah.
And they just kick my lily white ass. And
white ass ball.
And so now I'm 81 hot dogs. I'm 81 dogs deep, and I decide to ride this ride called the Tummy Twister.
Ooh.
It's an ironic name because it's exactly what it did to me. It flipped my stomach like a St. Bernard. And a St. Bernard stomach so that I could no longer shit the rest of the day. St. Bernard's big dogs are prone to having their stomachs flip. That's why after you feed them, you don't want to let them out right away.
I didn't know that.
Otherwise, their stomachs will flip and then they die.
Wow.
One of my dogs died that way when I was a kid.
St. Bernarded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's St. Bernarded.
Yeah, I did not know that.
So it flipped my stomach, so I wasn't shitting the whole rest of the day. Just had it all just held in within me. Mm-hmm. And throughout the rest of the day, a series of unfortunate events continue to happen to me. I walk by the dart game where you throw a dart at a balloon to win a shitty poster of Seabiscuit or Limp Bizkit or M&M or the Peanut M&M.
Yes.
Who knows what you get? Maybe it might be a fucking Evanescence poster.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's anything. But everyone throwing those darts, the darts careen off back and right into my stomach and back. Ooh. Just landing everywhere like I'm a fucking target. But it's because of the magnets. Luckily, I don't feel much pain because I'm high on PCP. So, as one usually should be at a carnival.
Yeah.
So I walk on as a human pincushion. At another point, I end up riding the Gravitron for 4 hours straight because they cannot pry me off of the ride. That's a lot of free rides, I say to myself.
That's a lot of nuts.
And I say, that's a lot of nut. Then this other guy comes in and is like, are you hungry? And I'm like, what do you got? And he's like, all I got are nuts. And I'm like, that's a lot of nuts. And they're like, shut up, you dickhead. Get off the ride. I'm like, good luck prying me off, you open heads. And eventually, they're able to get enough people around me that they lift me off. And I actually... the plastic on the darts gave them enough space to grab between my skin and the ride to peel me off. Otherwise, I would have been surgically grafted to this Gravitron.
Yeah.
And later, I decide to sit on the dunk tank. Not the greatest idea because the bottom of the tank was made of metal, which is what magnets stick to, you know? And, several people come up, but no one has the aim to hit the bullseye and send me to my shallow doom. Until up walks Justin Verlander.
Oh, no.
And at this point, I'm pretty fucking nervous. Pretty open nervous.
Yep.
He grabs a baseball, and with one throw, he nails me right in the middle of the forehead, killing me instantly. You see, the thing about this is, he has amazing aim. He didn't miss the bullseye, mind you. He wasn't aiming for it. He was aiming for the middle of my forehead because he's had it out for me for years because Kate Upton and I were high school sweethearts. Mm. And one of her favorite things to do was for me to put my dick in a hot dog bun and we'd have a hot dog eating contest, just the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she always lost because I always ate way more hot dogs than her because she wasn't even really ever eating hot dogs. Mm-hmm. She was just sucking chili off my penis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, long story short, short dick long, he found out about this because every time she would visit him in Detroit, they'd eat Coney dogs and she would scream out my entire name and social security number.
Ooh,
which
yeah.
also helped him find me.
Yep. That's how he got you.
Yeah. But so right after he hit me in the, dead in the forehead and killed me, he hit the bullseye immediately afterwards. And the funniest thing about it was I was magnetically attached to the back of the tank. So when the alarms went off and he was about to celebrate not only a murder, but a murder and a dunking.
Yeah.
I never dropped into the tank. That dumb bastard never even got to see me sploosh into the water.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
That would be awful. You die and then you get dunked on?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I wasn't going to let it happen. Hot dog saved an embarrassing time.
Yeah.
That could have been in my death.
That would end World Star.
Yeah.
This guy got fucking dunked on after he died.
After he was two baseballs, one to the face, killing him. The second to the bullseye, dunking on his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. That's about all.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, those are my last words.
Justin Verlander.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, bro.
I knew I didn't like that guy.
Yeah. But he knows my social security
yeah,
number.
I know, yeah. Probably trying to steal your identity.
I've had way too many people. Everyone Kate Upton has slept with or eaten a Coney dog with has stolen my identity.
Was that her safe word?
No, that was her cum word.
Yeah, cum.
You know?
Cum word.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's how I died in a Final Destination scenario.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My wife.
So I mean, it's pretty. We both kind of went with the setup.
Yeah.
And then fake out.
Yeah.
All of it would have been greater visually, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So somebody should animate that for us.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
We're looking at you,
Brian Smith.
I was trying to think of an animator, and I was like, I don't know any animators.
I know Brian does, but animation takes so long.
I was thinking of someone famous.
Oh, famous like, animators. I don't know any.
You Nemo guys, Pixar.
I think I got rid of it. There was this guy I saw at the end of... Oh, no, I found it. He worked on... I went and saw Ready Player One, and I sat through the credits, and one name popped out, and his name was Saul Ronald Haygay. That's his name. Saul Ronald Haygay.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, that's right. Ronald, you fucking... Haygay. He just fucks gay bales of hay.
Yeah, rainbow hay.
Saul, yeah. She's rainbow hay. All right. We'll move on to the... Oh, I got rid of it like we were done. We still have one more.
Oh, yeah. You want to do it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So that was the first fund your head, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Second one here. Do you want to go first or second?
You bitch.
I'll just go first, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was
this next one here is fund to your head.
Uh-huh.
If someone held a fund to your head.
Uh-huh. You go.
Oh, sorry.
Explain it.
If someone held a fun to your head,
uh-huh.
You had to pick a child star that you had to breastfeed.
Yes.
Who would it be?
Well,
current or former?
Yeah, that's true.
Child star.
I came up with a lot.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, not a lot, but I think I settled on one, and I'll throw in one at the end.
That's fine.
But
you can say however many you want, even though. You were only supposed to pick one.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I know. I bent the rules. I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, in your bra.
Crooked is my own dick.
Okay. So in this scenario, I have a lot of nipples.
Okay.
And I'm going to breastfeed.
So you're just a real bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like a dog. Fucking dog. Yeah, dog. Yeah. I'm gonna breastfeed the cast of All That.
Ooh, the whole cast.
Season one, All That.
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking Keenan. We're talking the fat girl. Those are the only
people
I remember.
Call him in?
Yeah. Amanda Kenan, Bynes in was here. In there, yeah.
And then he's like, I'm full. Who's next? And you're like,
I'm in the bathtub. Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what
Pierre
he said.
Pierre or something. I don't know.
Yeah. He had a whole bunch Neil of Brennan shit that was real that. Funny. Those,
yeah.
Those are really funny.
Yeah, he came up with those. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking funny as shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Funniest and, thing he's ever done.
I agree.
Aside from Chappelle's Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mama.
And I was like, yeah, I don't really remember the cast. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kel.
Amanda Bynes.
Jupiter. Jamie Lynn Spears was on there.
Did you breastfeed him on a trampoline?
Oh, yeah, because at the end. Yeah, I was thinking of the man show,
that
the
was
Juggies.
The beginning, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think it's in the intro.
Oh, too. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. They're on a trampoline.
Oh, this is a.
We're
coming at you. Yeah.
And you're just,
yep, just get in here.
They're like, I feel tired. We've been Dinner shooting time. For 48 yeah. hours straight. And you're like, go suck Casey's tits.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Milk me like one of your French girls. I don't know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I would do that. Or in a situation where I only had two nipples, I would breastfeed the salt and pepper shakers from Blue's Clues.
Ooh, okay.
And not their baby paprika. They got to deal with that on their own.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
fuck that bitch. I don't like
get
paprika.
Your nipple real spicy, I think.
Yeah.
Paprika? Or that's not real spicy, right?
I don't know.
People sprinkle it on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
For kick.
More like, shit, Rika, get it out of here.
Yeah, get it the fuck out of here. Paprika, more like pap smearica.
I like
it's like a magic trick. Smearica. All right. I went with Aaron Carter.
Ooh, yeah, the party starter.
Yep. And I would I would breastfeed him and then every time I would sing him his favorite lullaby.
Yeah.
And I would be like I'd be like, yo guys, check it out. Guess what happened to me? Another crazy story coming on. Come on, AC. I was hanging at the court, just playing some ball, working on my game. Yeah, we heard it all. I heard the fans screaming. I thought it was for me, but then I saw a shadow. It was 12'3". It was Shaquille O'Neal. What? What did he say? How about some one-on-one? Do you want to play? I told him, why not? I got some time. But when I beat you real bad, try not to cry. Yeah, 34, center from the LA Lakers. You must have been nervous. No, I knew I could take him. Stared at Shaq. Psych him out. I said, O'Neal, you're in my house now. Start the game. The whistle blows. Pay attention close, because the story goes. It's like boom, boom. I put it in the hoop like slam, slam, slam. I heard the crowd screaming out, jam.
Jam.
I swear that I'm telling you the facts, because that's how I beat Shaq. And then he'd be dead asleep.
I like picturing him for like when he comes to latch onto the nipple, he jumps from the free throw line and he's like, ah.
Wow. And he does the boom! Michael Jordan jump with his tongue out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
So, I like it.
Yeah, that's
Aaron Carter. Yeah.
I definitely would like to revisit this Fun to Your Head.
Okay.
Because I have a bunch of other child stars that I know I've breastfed throughout the years that we could talk about.
Okay.
I mean, he stole that whole song from me. That was my lullaby.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It made him famous. And his fucking older brother would always try to fucking suck my titties, too. Yeah. And I was like, you've had enough. You've had enough, okay?
I want it.
I'd make him suck my ass instead. And he was a backdoor boy then.
Ooh.
You know?
I do. Sorry.
I can't think of a... It's just I Want It That Way is the only Backstreet Boys song I can think of. What's another one?
Am I sexual?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rock your body now, everybody.
That's what it is. Suck your titties now. Suck your titties. Yeah. Jacob's titties. Yeah. Suck his titties.
Suck his titties, right?
I was trying to think of some more shit.
I don't know. I will
treat
ride
it
a bike.
Oh, there you go.
Sure.
That doesn't make any sense. Treat it like a flight. Oh, one of my nipples shoots out 2%.
Yeah.
The other one.
Whole milk. Silk.
Chocolate milk.
Ooh, all right.
Chocolate milk.
That's why everyone likes you. That's why they keep coming back.
I got somebody latched to my right nipple constantly.
Nestle tits over here.
What's that? I'm trying to the Ovaltine.
Ovaltine, yeah. Areolatine?
More Jacob's teats, please. Yeah, yeah. All right.
I like it.
All right. You got one more?
No.
Oh, it was those two?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We can revisit that one if you want.
I like it. I think we should.
Yeah.
I think it's good. All right, you guys. Well, we are now at that point of the episodes. You know it. Mm-hmm. And we...
That's so stinky fart.
There's our girl.
And we...
Bruh.
It.
Yeah.
Name that episode.
Did you write anything down?
I wrote absolutely nothing down.
I got a couple.
Okay.
I don't know. Tell me what you think.
I'm excited.
This one. Okay, the first one, no. But I just had the Lorraine, the cough, and then secrets.
Oh, I like that.
And then I have when I wasn't in the seats, my dick was hard. or just anything with like where the swear word is just open.
I like that.
Or not my eye, Captain. Or Nestle tits.
Nestle tits, I like. I'm trying to think of. I like that one and the open one. I'm trying to think of what I could do with the open one. I think there's too many things that I could do with that, which is good.
Do you want to leave it open?
We'll leave it wide open.
Yeah. Wide open space.
Whoa, what like do you think she was saying? Yeah.
Wide fucking spaces.
That was her first. Yeah, that was her first take.
Yeah.
All right.
Who sings that song?
Was it
Sheryl Crow?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. I almost said Shania Twain. I don't think it's that at all.
Yeah. Just okay. We're gonna take it from the top. Just say open.
First take. Hold on. I gotta find it. Oh, it's Dixie Chicks.
Oh yeah.
It's the open chicks.
The Chicksy Dicks.
It's the open chicks.
Yeah, the open chicks. There we go.
All right. I think I'm going to go with open.
Okay.
But I also like Nestle Tits.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it open for that as well. And yeah, that's the episode, you guys.
That's what you get. That's all.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
That's what you get when you make my ass bleed.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, it's been me. Your boy,
Jacoby Cubano.
It's me, Jacoby Cubano. You can find me online at...
there we go.
What the fuck? Did it work? Okay, yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
You can find me online at Jacob Allen Cuban, JACOBALANKUBON. Go check that out. Check me out. Check out my stuff. I don't post online.
Check out my tits.
I need to do more.
Yeah.
I've been busy or whatever. Shut up. Leave me alone. Yeah, go to moistjunk.com. If you use the code FARTCAST, you get 15% off your entire order. Do that. There's a bunch of new shit on there that's not really new anymore, but because I've been saying it for weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's new to you because you haven't bought any. So
yeah,
get your dick right. Buy one of those shirts too. You could do that. You can tell yourself in the mirror every morning, put that shirt on, get your dick right. Go follow @HouseSadness. We post 5 fucking episode previews now. They're all fun to see. Fun to watch, fun to hear. Check out last week's if you want to hear a lot of how you gotta wait in line. And that's pretty much it. HouseSadness.com. Call the tit pulp line.
Yeah, titty pulpy.
Yeah, give us a ring. You can only record 3 minutes at a time, but give us a ring at 1-760-848-7857. Again, that's 1-760-TIT-PULP. So give us a ring if you got anything to say or yell or any pulpy tit news.
Yeah.
I had one nipple. It's located right above my cock. And it only excreted real pulpy OJ.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Not great Ornthal after
James.
Swallowing some cum.
Yeah.
It's like brushing your teeth and drinking OJ.
Ooh.
Swallow some jizz and then you drink OJ right away. It's not. It doesn't taste great.
Nope. That's a screw diver.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
Casey_Stoddard.
Mum no sir.
Oh, right, cum-mosa.
Oh, there's that's better. I'm glad I interrupted for that. Camosa.
That's fine.
Mimosa. Mimnoser.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mine's great.
No, sir.
Mimosa. Yeah. No, sir.
Case underscore Saturn, all lowercase. I don't post anything on social media because it's awful.
Mm.
So leave me alone.
Yeah, please. That's if you all. Could just leave him alone, that'd be great. Yeah. You guys have a good day.